Throughout the 8 watches, I utter the name of my Lord God. The Guru God Himself is my Saviour. Night and day, I always meditate on Him, who in an instant saves all. Make not a moment's delay in contemplating over God, O my soul, who knows whether the mortal shall draw or draw not another breath. It is most difficult to fulfill the aim of meditating, sitting or standing all the time on God's name, because our mind, as a result of its accumulated past deeds, is engrossed in the chores of Maya and is unable to do the Lord's Simran. But with the help of the Satsangat, the Society of the Illuminated Souls, this difficult play can become easier. Concentration or attention of the mind is needed to ensure the success of each and every job. When attention is not given to a job, that job remains incomplete, bears no fruit, or at the most, it becomes just a show of effort. That is why Gurbani encourages us to do Simran with our mind, body, and soul. Joining the Society of Saints, remember your Lord with your soul and body. With single-mindedness and one heart, meditate on God with love and affection. Sing the praise of the Lord, O friendly saints, with alertness and single-mindedness. In your mind, dwell on the Lord's name. Nanak, thus you shall go to your home with honour. Heartily apply yourself to God's meditation. Thus you shall obtain your heart-desired fruit, O Nanak. By thought, word and deed, I contemplate on the Lord's name. Our mind, or our subconscious, thinks and works under the accumulated influence of past deeds. This accumulated influences of past deeds, the result of our simran, our meditation on materialism, over numerous births, is the most difficult to change. For example, within the mind, attention and the subconscious of an alcoholic, the influences of liquor take root, and they manifest themselves in every aspect of his life. In the same way, if at some time we make an effort to do the divine simran, our previous potent materialistic influences unknowingly distract our mind towards worldly chores, and our simran remains but a show. My erring soul is entangled with mammon. Whatever deeds I do while attached with avarice, with them I am binding down myself. O Lord of the world and Master of the universe, this worldliness has made me forget your feet. Even a bit of love for you wells not up in your slave. What can the poor slave do? The man entangled in mammon has forgotten the Lord's name. Mammon has spread out its net, and in its place the bait. My avaricious bird is snared and cannot escape, O my mother. In the love of worldly valuables, man's mind attaches not to God. Loving another, the mortal suffers great sorrow in the yonder world. At times, the mind soars high up, and at times, it falls to the nether regions. The greedy mind remains not steady and searches for wealth in four directions. It has been observed that when meditation on Gurmantar, Vaheguru, is done via Kirtan, some enthusiastic seekers, in their zeal, drift out of the Kirtan tune and meditate loudly with powerful voices. By going out of tune, they disturb the rhythm of Kirtan and prevent the rest of the Sangat from fully deriving benefit. For this reason, those wanting to do Simran through Kirtan together must do so naturally and slowly to enable the whole Sangat to derive the benefit. Gurbani too supports this method. My soul, with ease and calmness, dwell upon God's name. Through the 8 watches of the day, do think of the Lord and ever sing the praises of the world illuminator. God's churn you, O my brother, steadily churn it, that the butter may not be lost. Ever bless my body with pure understanding, O Lord. In peace and poise, Kabir, utters the praise of God. Hearing the Lord's excellences, I'm easily drenched with them. By Guru's instruction, I have automatically uttered the Lord's name. Under the Guru's guidance, by remembering my Lord God, man is easily absorbed in the true Master. He who sings the God with natural ease becomes bright through the Guru's fear, and his dirt of ego departs. In order to reinforce Simran or Naam, various methods are employed, namely through breath's rhythm, eyes staring into eyes, resting the hands on the head, by rubbing ash, charms through mental power, Hatha Yoga, Yoga of Knowledge, Karam Yoga, Tantric Yoga, etc. But according to Gurmat, the practice of Simran can only be reinforced through the 5 beloved ones by taking Amrit from the Panjapyaris.